the recording of June 6, 2017, Operations Committee meeting to convene immediately following the Audit and Finance Committee meeting at the boardroom of Chugach Electric at 5601 Election Drive, Anchorage, Alaska.
4:45, roll call, the directors that we have on the Operations Committee. Present, Harry Crawford, Stuart Park, Janet Reiser, and board members that are not on the Operations Committee but are present are Susan Reed and Steve. Do I have a motion for approval of the agenda?
Motion to approve.
Second.
All those in favor? Is there any discussion on the agenda for the evening? All those in favor? Say aye.
For aye.
The agenda's been approved. Our last meeting was back in January. I didn't realize it was that long ago. We have a motion for approval of the minutes of the January 25th Operations Committee meeting.
Motion to approve.
Is there a second?
Second.
Is there any discussion on the minutes from the 25th? January 25th meeting? All right, hearing none, those in favor of approving the minutes of the meeting? Say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, the minutes have been approved. I see no persons to be heard. We have no CEO reports or correspondence scheduled. Under new business, we need to elect a vice chair for the Do we have any nominations for vice chair for the operations committee?
I move to nominate Stuart Parks as vice chair of the operations committee.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor of Stuart Parks being vice chair of the operations committee, say aye.
Aye.
And opposed? All right, Stuart has been.
Oh, go ahead. Madam Chair, do we need a fifth member of the Operations Committee, or are we happy with four? Or? We can have up to five.
Now, is there anyone else that would like to be on the Operations Committee? Not Susan? Would you like to be nominated to the Operations Committee?
Well, she's appointed, so I'll appoint Susan to the Operations Committee.
So Director Reed has been appointed as well to be on the Operations Committee.
Good, now I can vote.
No. I actually think we have an action for the election of the vice chair. Do you have a motion? Oh.
Moving right along.
I don't think we need to vote. You're right. Sorry.
Okay.
All right. With that, I think we can go into executive session.
Okay, I move that pursuant to Alaska Statute 10.25.175(c)(1) and (3), the Board Operations Committee go into executive session to discuss number one, financial matters, the immediate knowledge of which could clearly have adverse effects on the finances of the cooperative. And number two, legal matters with its attorney, the immediate knowledge of which could have an adverse effect on the legal position of the cooperative.
Is there a second?
Second.
Those in favor of going into executive session, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Hearing none, we are now in executive session.
I think.
All right. So, with that, shall we go to director comments for the evening? Harry.
Hello.
Well, I think it was a very informative meeting. A lot of information. I appreciate it.
All right. How about you, Stuart?
I have to second what Harry said, but also thanks for put me up as vice chair. I look forward to it. I do like the ops side.
Okay.
Well, as you can see, we take a deep dive into things in ops when we don't have the opportunity to necessarily dive so deeply in a board meeting. It's helpful, you know, for these, all these topics that are, there's just a lot of details and a lot of, you know, issues.
So those questions. Yes, wait at night.
How about you, Janet?
Same kind of thing. I really like this kind of stuff, so it's fun to take a deep dive and then kind of hand it off to somebody else to figure out. Tell us what you think. So it's good to get the background. I think it's really important. I think one of the strengths of this organization, the strengths of this board, is that we do take a closer look at a lot of things than a lot of boards do, and you know, makes it a well-informed board. Thank you.
Susan?
Uh-oh, she's got notes.
No, I was just playing with numbers about doing what it's normal project, and I'm going to send you a, you know, an idea. Let's say the land's worth $250,000. Cost us $1 million for the equipment. So it would cost us, we put $500,000 for the work into it. You know, value of labor and oversight and all that. So at that point, we got $175 in it. So we sell it to somebody. They pay $175. We get our $175 back. They get a $525,000 tax credit. So the net cost to them is you know, $1.2 million. So we, part of the deal is we pay them, we guarantee them 10% return on that money for 20 years. So it's some old person, you know, a bunch of old people. They get 10% return on it. So we pay them for the 100 megawatt, the 1 megawatt, we pay them, you know, that return at the end of the day. We don't, or we even manage the project, you know, we operate the project. Seems like there's a way to do that, and I just made up these numbers. There would be a way to do that, so it would be really, really simple. And it would either pencil or not, and it would be the beginning and end of the consideration of the idea. Because, you know, there were 50 ideas up there that don't work for us, because, you know, we own the land.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it would be worth just scratching our head about it. So, yeah, it was fun to sit there and do that. And fun to talk about the operating agreement earlier.
Jim, how about you?
I think, you know, I've worked in a bunch of those financial things, and I've seen things even more creative than what, I mean, I saw United Airlines buy a bunch of 737s over a 22-year lease on them for about $1.3 million. Total ownership cost over 25 years, okay? So if they can do it, we can do it. And they sold off the ITC, and they sold off the depreciation, because they had no appetite for it. And and they got the ownership cost down $120 over 22 years, okay? So it's done. Second of all, I think one of the things that several people here saw with some significant risk in the first observation. Okay, significant risk. And obviously, it'll, everybody's aware of it, so it'll keep that.
No, I think, you know, with the, there's probably two ways to go. We've looked at is, you know, you can do the community solar either on a ownership basis or a green power program basis. And the green power is more the altruistic people that just want to pay a little bit more for green power. And is there an appetite there for the size of project we want to do? Or do you go to the other side and it's more of an investment opportunity tax advantage? So it's which way we want to go. So I think we have to look at both of those, come back to the board and make a recommendation.
Well, with that, I just want to thank everybody for spending a long night. And I think I said the last time, the two meetings in one sitting is really tough. So hopefully we can kind of mitigate that in the future. But lots of great information, and I really appreciate getting to hear about BRU and, you know, some of the operational, just the way it's working and things that we have on the horizon, and that was great, and the information on solar was great. great too. So Paul's not in the room, but I think bringing the folks up and bringing it all together. With that, do we have a motion?
So moved.
Okay.